Hello, Mr. Crow. It is July 3rd, 2019, and I am walking in front of a murder of crows, barking, carrying on, sitting atop a tall eucalyptus tree in the late afternoon. It's actually early evening. It's 5:48 here in San Diego. Ramona, to be exact, north and east of San Diego proper, but still in the county, so technically, I guess, still part of San Diego County. And it's pretty quiet today in this beautiful place overlooking Mount Cuyamaca and all of the natural beauty that is Mount Gower, all the others. I'm walking down to our neighborhood park where they're setting up for our little 4th of July parade, which is tomorrow morning. They do every year. It's actually maybe 2 blocks long. It's super tiny, but beloved and well attended. They shut down all the streets. So we were just out back from the grocery store getting all of our goods and supplies to get us through this day. Odd day, right? Our holiday, celebrating the birth of our nation, when they signed the Declaration of Independence in Philadelphia way back over, 200 some odd years ago. I lost count. In 1976. So anyway, we got our stuff, and this holiday is in the middle of the week. It's on a Thursday, so today is Wednesday, which is feeling a lot like a Friday. But we just had Friday just a few days ago. It just cuts everything up, which is a good thing because lots of people are taking off tomorrow. I never take off the day after a holiday. Why bother? Nobody's around. It's so quiet. I can actually get some work done. So I'm happy to work on that day. But and then we jump into the weekend, and we have some time. But everybody else, boy, they're getting ready. This is the official mark of summer, right? You know you're in full summer now. After July 4th, and the whole month of July is just full-on summer. Now, unlike last year at this time, it was much hotter. It was, I think, the hottest I've ever experienced in San Diego. It was like 115, 120 degrees, crazy heat. And I had my whole family here, my daughters here, my cousin, my family were here to see the Grateful Dead, who gave us a visit to close up their tour, their summer tour. It was such a gift, and I think they play every other year, so it was 2 years before that that they came out, and I'm banking on next year that they come back. Dead in Company, technically, right? It's not Jerry Garcia. He's long gone. He's gone. Nothing's gonna bring him back. But yeah, I just thought I would say hello and let folks know I'm still here as temporary an earthling as I can be. That's the name of this podcast. All right, Temporary Earthling. Did you know that? Of course you did. Somehow you figured that out. I like that name. I'm going to use it somehow. I have so many creative ideas, and I just, you know, I start them and then I just let them sit because just too many ideas. I have too many wheels turning and so much going on in my life and at work and all that stuff. And, you know, I say this all the time, and years continue on. You know, days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years, and before you know it, here you are. You know, for anyone who knows my story, right, I identified very much as a runner and talked about running and all of those things for so many years, but now my running days are officially over due to a deformity in my leg. I have some bone that's just growing the wrong way in my ankle, and I have yet to get a surgeon to correct this, nor do I really have to if I just choose not to run. And there's something else I can still do, which is walk. So I think that's going to be my focus for now, just walking in the world. And I'm just walking down the street, and there's a guy holding an electric guitar. Just, I think it's a bass. He's just holding a bright green bass in the street, which is fairly random without an amp. But he seems to be happy. They must be taking pictures. Anyhow, that is my story for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend, midweek celebration. And whatever you're doing. But I'm certainly doing it. Rock on. Where's your amp?
Oh, we're recording a video now.
Oh, you're recording the video, yeah, of course. So cool. It looks good, man. Looks good. What a perfect day. Good light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Recording a video. Cool. So, I think that's the first time I've seen somebody just randomly walking around with a bass, recording a video in my sleepy corner of the world here. So, what I was getting at was, like, last year, yeah, so hot. I was talking about that until my mind wandered. This year, not so much, right? It's been, like, in the 80s, in the mid-80s. It's absolutely beautiful. Perfect weather. A little warm, but not terrible and not difficult. And that's the great thing about the walking. The walking, you can do walking anywhere, anytime. And, you know, almost in any type of clothes too. It might be uncomfortable, but it's not the same like running. Like right now, I'm just wearing some Skechers, some shorts, and a cotton t-shirt, like what I normally wear. I just walk out the door and you're doing it, right? You can work walking in, and walking is so beneficial, especially walking outside, walking under the sky and on the earth. So important. You know, it makes a difference. I have a treadmill too when it's too hot, so there's no excuse. I do like walking and reading, which is very strange. Very strange. Your body's not meant for this. But walking on the earth, that is my job. And sharing what I see. And right now, it's kind of beautiful. I got palm trees and flowering trees and just the glory of summer in San Diego, California. It wasn't as brutal this year as many other years, so we got more rain, the wet stuff from the sky, which tends to be rare around here, but this was a good year, so things are blooming. The birds are happy. The wild parrots are circulating. We have probably about a dozen wild parrots probably escaped sometime many years ago, and they've managed to acclimate. We hear them flying and see them flying through the neighborhood, which is crazy because parrots live for like 70 years. So we've got all these parrots, crazy, wild parrots in San Diego. Well, they're birds, right? They're supposed to be wild. But you usually don't think of that. At least I don't. Even in Florida, we didn't see wild parrots. We saw other weird animals. But here, absolutely. We got them. Oh, I can hear one. Let's see, can we hear it? That's a crow. Mr. Crow. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. Oh yeah, I can hear him. You probably can't hear him, but I can hear the parrot. They have this high, warbly, squeaky voice. They're like hanging out by the park where I am now. And so, my aim here is to take a stroll around the park, talk to my rectangle, and connect to the world. So I just want to thank you for taking some time to listen in, if you're listening. I hope you're well, and we'll talk to you the next time.